Just past 10 o'clock in the morning as our scene opens now. And here in the kitchen of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mrs. Victor Gook. Mrs. Gook's vigorous routine of domestic duties has been halted temporarily by a telephone call. Listen.
I'm afraid I can't go into that with you right this minute, Mr. Ball. You've caught me in the middle of my housework and... What?
Hi, Mom. In the kitchen, honey?
Just a second, Mr. Ball. Russell?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Special teacher's meeting.
Well, why are you coming in the front way?
The mailman is putting stuff in our mailbox. I thought it was...
Letter from Aunt Ben?
No, postal card. I guess it's...
I've got somebody here on the phone. Mr. Ball, I'm sorry, but I just haven't got the time to discuss your stingy berry jam this morning. No. 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 Yes. Goodbye.
Was that Ball Baboo?
B.B. Ball wants me to be his agent and sell his stingy berry jam to the Thimble Club ladies. Ish. Oh, what's all this now? Are you home for good or are you going someplace? Because if you're going to stay home, I can sure use some help. I've bit off just about as much as I can chew this morning.
I wouldn't have come home at all.
How'd you happen to come in the front way? Oh, a letter from Aunt Bess, huh? Give it here.
No, a postal card from my Sunday school teacher. The same old thing. We missed your Sunday school last Sunday. Why does she do that? I was at Sunday school last Sunday. I was at Sunday school last Sunday as big as a horse.
Well, are you staying or are you leaving? I got you and Gov's overalls down cellar soaking. Going to wash them pretty soon. I got beef funkos cooking on the stove. I got 19 armloads of trash on the attic stair steps.
Telephone ring.
Oh, would on a morning like this. Answer it, will you?
Here's the postal card.
Don't hand me the postal card. I don't want the postal card. Keep the postal card.
Well, answer the postal card.
Yes, answer the postal card.
Well, the doorbell's ringing.
Well, you go answer that postal card. I'll answer this postal card.
Okay.
I wish you would stick around and help, Willikin.
I will.
I've mapped out so much to do.
Okay.
Hello? Will Lady. Ruthie, you certainly did. Oh, I really bit myself off a mouthful today. Well, the itch to work hit me right after breakfast, and I decided to hop right in the
sand
and get stuff accomplished. Just a second, Ruthie. Yes?
It's raining.
Haven't you answered the front door yet?
I'm in the dining room looking out of the window.
Will you answer the front door?
By George, I was astonished at the sight of the rain.
Please answer the front door.
Okay.
Colin, it's Russell, Ruthie. Yeah, he's home. Special teacher's meeting or something. Oh, goodness, I've mapped out a million things to do. Well, get after my attic, wash Vic and Russell's overalls, see if I can't dig out some old green portieres I told you about that are someplace down in the fruit room and make them over.
The
I guess I'll have to ask you to wait a minute again, Ruthie.
Mom, there's a manager.
What?
We don't have any piano.
Oh.
We don't have any piano.
No, we don't. We don't have any piano. Tell the man that. Tell him we don't have any piano. Did you hear that fine conversation, Ruthie?
Yeah.
I'm here to fix our piano. Yeah, what piano? Oh, boy, I'll say stuff happens when a person maps out a batch of jobs.
He insisted we had a piano.
Yeah, I'll probably have callers. Miss Apparat or Miss Brighton will probably stop by for a chat.
The darn guy insisted we had a piano, Mom.
Yeah, they'll probably drop in just when I'm ringing out the boys' overalls.
You didn't give me credit for having any sense.
Huh? This afternoon? Oh, my goodness gracious heavens alive, no. Actually, lady, I got jobs laid out here. Well, yes, maybe tomorrow. Well, let's think about that. All right. All righty, Ruthie. You betty, lady.
Come on,
you have to get out of the way.
What? He wanted to fix our piano.
He wanted to fix our piano. Russell, really, now.
I see you're letting on. I'm such a lame brain, I don't know any better than to think we don't have a piano.
We don't have a piano?
I appreciate we don't have a piano.
When I mapped out the 8 million jobs I hope to accomplish today, I didn't think I'd spend so much of the morning standing in the kitchen arguing with my little boy about whether or not we had a piano. I hope so.
So I'll answer.
You take a fork there and give the beef buckles a poke.
To see if they're tender?
No, to see if their name is George.
I'm sure being made out of nitwit today.
Well, quit acting like a nitwit. Hello? No, who's this? You have the wrong number. No. No, there's no fat here. No, I tell you.
This guy that's always calling up for fat.
No, I'm not fat.
He's the darnest fellow for wanting to get hold of
me. I'm hanging up now, please. Goodbye.
I wonder what fat
that
is. You
hope to be, Funkles?
Yeah, terrible stuff, yet.
Well, now, here, call Couchers.
You want me
to... When I ordered my groceries this morning after breakfast, I was so busy thinking about my big plans for the day, I forgot several items. They're scribbled here on the back of this envelope.
Hmm.
I have to run out the back porch and get my little tin bucket.
Well, what's Croucher's number?
Oh, ish. What's Croucher's number?
I know it's either 8987J or 8559J or
5898... 8987J, of course. A millions of times you've called that number.
8987J, please. This is the envelope off from the letter we got from Aunt Bess the other day.
Yeah?
You must buy these cream-colored envelopes by the bushel. As long as I can remember, Aunt Bess... hello? Who is this speaking? Irvin, ain't it? What you doing answering the lame brain telephone? Why ain't you out delivering groceries? Ah, I'm a fathead, huh? Well, I don't imagine I'm the only fathead in town. I wouldn't be surprised at what I'm speaking with a fathead.
What's all that?
I'd rather be a fathead than a blockhead.
Who are you talking to, Russell?
Irvin.
Who?
Irvin, Crosser's delivery boy. Irvin, Crosser's delivery boy.
I heard you.
Do you want to take an order for merchandise, Irvin, or you just want to stand there with your teeth in your mouth?
Good morning, Miss Baby Cow.
Take down this order careful and accurate, Irvin, or I'm liable not to patronize your numbskull grocery store in the future.
Yes, I understand. It rained a while ago.
One large box of kitchen magic. A box of pepper.
Oh, it's high, too. I thought it'd be over these Sarah's eyes bright and eyes.
Oh, hold it a second, Irvin.
Well, this time of the year, a person never knows what the weather'll do.
Mom, what's this third item? I can't make out this third item, Mom.
Talking to me?
Yeah.
What is it?
I'm puzzled about what you got wrote down here after pepper.
Pepper?
You got large box of kitchen matches, then pepper, and then the next word looks like starch. More like banana.
Oh, it is banana.
Really?
Banana, and then starch.
By George, you had me stumped.
Why?
I couldn't make it out.
You said it looked like bananas, didn't you?
Yes, but I wasn't absolutely positive.
You said it looked like bananas, and it is bananas. Where's your head today, Russell? Goodness, she behaves.
All right, Irvin. Take it easy, Irvin. Bananas is the next item.
A half a dozen nice ones.
A half a dozen nice ones, Irvin.
Have Mr. Croucher pick them out.
Have Mr. Croucher pick them out.
I just don't seem to be getting any place. Now, why did I bring this tin bucket in?
Oh. Starch, Irvin.
The whatchamacallit kind in the do-funny package.
The whatchamacallit kind in the do-funny package.
Mr. Croucher knows.
Huh? Mom, Irvin is puzzled concerning the brand.
Don't ask Mr. Croucher. I want the kind he sent me the last time.
Ask Mr. Croucher, Irvin. He knows. Uh-huh. All right, then, Irvin. That concludes the order. Please deliver the articles as promptly as possible. If you give us quick, courteous service, we may remember you at Christmas time with some little knick-knack or other.
Oh,
wish. Goodbye, Irvin. And I hope you gradually get a little smarter. Goodbye.
Irvin, you say we get organized here, huh?
What?
Let's get organized here now. If we both roll up our sleeves and pitch in and use some elbow grease, I bet we can... answer it.
Most likely Oyster Cracker.
Hello? Oh, hello, Miss Trouble. Why, yes, I believe she is.
All right.
She's right here handy, Miss Trouble.
All right.
If you'll be kind enough to hold the telephone, I'll ask
her. All right. Get the beef, Funkles, a jam.
Okay.
Better put a cup of water on them, too.
Okay.
Hello there, Miss Trogle. Oh, just dandy, fine as silk. Are all you nice people well?
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next.